With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson met with President Trump's allies Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy today on Capitol Hill to, in his words, streamline the government.
Government is too big, it does too many things, and it does almost nothing well. And the taxpayers deserve better. They deserve a more responsive government, a more efficient government, one that is leaner and more focused on its primary objectives. And that's the opportunity that we have here now. We believe it's an historic moment for the country, and these two gentlemen are going to help navigate through this exciting new day.
A 7.0 earthquake hit the West Coast just off the California coast near the border of the Golden State and Oregon.
The 7.0 magnitude offshore quake had localized but minimal damage. The quake was felt as far as south of San Francisco. It was followed by smaller aftershocks. Elizabeth Cochran with the U.S. Geological Survey says some Northern California cities did feel the quake.
There was still strong shaking that occurred in the local nearby areas of the cities of Eureka and Rio Del and Fortuna.
There were no immediate reports of major damage or injury. The NWS did issue a tsunami warning after the earthquake, but that has since been canceled. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A search for a convicted murderer in a California town has put residents on edge, with schools closing and Christmas events being postponed. Officials say Cesar Hernandez escaped Monday morning after arriving at the Kern County Courthouse in Delano, a city of around 50,000 in Central California. He was set to appear in court after pleading no contest to manufacturing a weapon and possessing alcohol or drugs in prison when he evaded staff and jumped out of a police van. This is SRN News. The 2024 verse of the year comes from the New Testament.
YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, reveals that the verse most commonly sought out by users this year is Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Given the tensions in this country and problems around the globe during 2024, analysts are not surprised that a verse like Philippians 4:6 would be the most popular amongst Bible readers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court ruled that most of Idaho's law that makes it illegal to help underage girls get an abortion without their parents' consent can take effect, while a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality continues. The decision by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the statute's prohibition on helping a minor get an abortion by harboring and transporting them is likely to be found constitutional. This is SRN News. Consumer Reports recently did a survey on the reliability of electric vehicles.
Jake Fisher, who's in charge of the Consumer Reports Auto Testing Center, told me that they're finding that people now want a simple electric vehicle that's just a car, that doesn't have all these bells and whistles. They want reliability. They want more. And I think the automakers are moving in that direction where you don't have as many bells and whistles on electric vehicles, and it's more comparable to a conventional gas engine. And the reliability is going to get better.
Correspondent Tom Krishner. But the survey found vehicles with internal combustion engines and gas-electric hybrids are still far more dependable. Consumer Reports subscribers report that electric vehicles have 42% more problems than gas autos on average, but that was down from 79% more in the 2023 survey. More details at srnnews.com.